physical therapist Kimberly Tengon has been out of work since March.
I don't know. I just everything is right now up in the air and I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing.
We met at the top of the Kuli'o'o Ridge Trail in East Oahu. Like many hikers on the trail that day, she was looking for a bit of an escape.
Spent too many days at home, so I figured it's time to start exercising.
Jake Nell, an engineer with a local construction company, is just happy to be outdoors.
It's kind of sunny, it's not windy, you get really good pictures for Instagram.
People are enjoying the outdoors more, and that trend might even be a trend that continues after the pandemic.
Aaron Lowe, Oahu Trail Specialist for the state's Naalahele program, says the public benefited from the state keeping the trails open during the COVID-19 closures.
I think that was key to a lot of people who had been cooped up at home with their families and just needed to kind of get out and get some fresh air and release.
But it takes a lot of money and manpower to keep these trails open. As Hawaii searches for ways to get hundreds of thousands of local residents back to work, some think there's an answer from the days of the Great Depression, a version of the Civilian Conservation Corps.
It actually started off being called the Emergency Conservation Work Program.
Jadelyn Moniz Nakamura is an archaeologist and research coordinator for the National Park Service's Hawaii Pacific Islands region.
The idea was to get unmarried young men between the ages of 18 and 23 to get them back to work, because during the Great Depression, you know, there was over 25% unemployment and government was trying to figure out, you know, what to do, how to get people back to work.
More than 7,000 men from across the islands took part in the Civilian Conservation Corps here in Hawaii from 1934 to 1942. They planted native trees, cleared hiking trails, constructed cabins, and gained trade skills that could help them and their families recover financially.
They got paid $30 a month, but all of their needs were taken care of, right? They were given clothes, they were given food, they were given shelter. And it was needed. I think you can say something like that is needed now.
Lowell welcomes the extra workforce, and if it can help put food on people's tables and improve trail access, even better. But there is a limited window.
There's a good opportunity for us to get things in really good shape before we fully open back to tourism.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.